we took over the area that our friends Bill and Eric worked, because they'd left, so we took over their area. So we worked from Battery Bay down as far as Black Gang Chine, and we originally started with a 17-foot cobble, an open boat. Then we had an 18-foot dory built by Horn Brothers at Fishbourne. And then after that, we had a coast worker, which was back to a 17-foot boat. I think I was the first person to ever to put a power hauler into a small open boat. And the coast worker was the boat that we saved, but that was the last boat. And we fished, because crab is such, you don't get much money for crab. The prices for crab now aren't very much different than they were when we were fishing in the you know, late 60s and early 70s. And but lobsters, that's crept up a bit, but it's still not brilliant, but they're higher value, easier to handle. Crab, you know, you'd have half a ton of crab to move off your beach, and there's no road at the end there. You've got to carry, get everything along to, we used to come down to Orchard Bay. So it was tough work, you know.
And how many pots would you have out at any one time?
I suppose the maximum that we ever had out, I think, was about 120.
I was going to say about 110, something like that.
120. But then we pulled that back to about 70. And but nowadays, you know, some of these bigger boats, they work 1,000 pots. But that's about, and you can only manage them in one tide, you see, because your floats, on the smaller pots, they're called beckons, but on the balls that mark where your strings of pots are, we used to have strings of 10 or 14, which is a long line with 14 pots on. When the tide's running hard, it pushes them under, so you don't know where they are. We used to work up to about, 2 miles off? It's about 2 miles out. 140, 150 foot of water, and the tides off here are pretty strong. And of course, you'd have to wait until you could see the buff, as we called them, this ball coming up. And I used to say to my wife, "Can you see it? Can you see it?" "Yes," she said, "can't reach it yet." And the tide would be running like mad. And then I said, "Get it, get the thing," and we'd hook it up, put it in the hauler, put the thing all in gear, so you were pushing against the tide with the boat and haul them up. And that's the beauty of a power hauler in a small boat, because you could manage to do that. And it was the fishing was good. I don't know what it's like now. I wouldn't have thought so good. And we didn't mess around much with fish. We used to do a bit of netting, but again, that was time consuming. You didn't really want to waste time on anything else other than doing your pots. That's where your money came from. And so that's what we did.